Illinois needs. It's Floyd's 1221 Industrial. Take advantage of Modern Air's Lennox Spring Rebates and get your new AC installed now. All the cool kids are doing it. Modern Air.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE Studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. What a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful start to the day and going to be, it looks like, a nice day for Laps for Landon coming up tomorrow evening. Just about here.
Almost here. Yay!
The final Laps for Landon. Final, just about here.
Final event. So we are double excited this year.
Well, you have went to great lengths to make sure this is going to be a fine finale.
Yes.
You've got a lot of great auction items, and let us know how we can access the auction and when we can look at items and when we can start bidding.
I posted the auction last night, 70 packages. Took me about an hour and a half to get all of them posted to the page. But if you're on Facebook and you go to your search bar and you type in LAPS and then the number 4, Landon 2025-Silent Auction, it will come up. And all you have to do is join, follow, whatever, you click on it. And you'll be able to go on. And if you click on discussion, every one of those packages will, you know, pop up. You can scroll down and look at them and see what's in each one. And they're all numbered. So you can be like, okay, I'm following number 17 and 36. And, you know, so we number those so that they're easier to find, if you, especially because we have quite a few people who bid on multiple items. So, but yeah, those are all posted. And as of 8 a.m. sharp tomorrow morning, people can start making bids. Some people like to do that. They bid all day. Others jump on at 7:45 and start throwing their name in and their bids in. So either way is absolutely fine. We just want to get people looking at it and following it and hopefully wanting to get some good stuff.
All right. Raising money for cystic fibrosis.
Yep.
And so how late are you going to have the auction open?
It goes until 8 p.m.
Okay.
sharp. And at 8 p.m., I have students that are assigned to close each one. So
okay.
that it's pretty sharp. And then that is when the person that looks and when they see closed and they're the person above that, they'll know that, oh, I'm the winner. And then they reach out to me and we arrange pickup.
All right, so when will the actual Laps for Landon event on campus at the Emporia Student Rec Center start?
Okay, so all of the kind of the fun events like the Plinko and where people can look at the auction and the prize tickets and all of that stuff in the rec, it starts at 6. But the Lazy Butt barbecue food truck and the Freedom Freeze snow cones, those will actually start at 5 out in the parking lot. So we do have some people roll up and you know, take part in that early and then wander in eventually. So food at 5 and then 6 o'clock is technically when it starts. I know we had some people come into the rec a little early last year, and that's fine. My students are typically sitting there eating barbecue, waiting for people to start asking questions and wanting to do stuff. So it's pretty laid back, but 6 o'clock is technically the start time in the rec.
So we'll have a lot of athletes on hand then?
Lots of athletes to play games with the kids of all ages, including kickball, because that's been very popular the past couple of years. And so lots of athletes playing games, and then I need to give a huge shout out to the Greeks because, you know, they've contributed in very unique ways through the years, especially because of their connection to Blythe. And they are going to be the ones waving people down, taking collections for the barbecue. You know, if they just pull through in their car, they're going to be the ones helping hand it to people. And if they walk up, they'll be taking donations as well. So they have really kicked up our barbecue quite a bit and helped us to raise a lot and made a big difference with that. So we are very thankful for them.
Oh, so you can get to your barbecue drive through then, huh?
Yeah, you can pull through Highland and then they have Highland closed off beyond that, but you can pull through Highland, pull into the parking lot where the truck is and then pull back out onto like the Merchant. Yeah. So they can, a lot of people, drive in, pull into the parking lot, they get out, they walk up, they get it, and then they leave. So that's fine, but they're in a hurry and they want to just pull up and get it, they can.
Laps for Landon, this is Landon Doty, who is now a high school senior at Council Grove.
high school, but this is it. He's kind of aged out. He's going to be heading to college next year.
To Manhattan, yep. Major in engineering at K-State. And, you know, when you talk with Blythe and Aaron, they're just so, so thankful that he made it, you know, to high school graduation.
No,
it's a milestone for anyone, you know, for any of us and kids. But it's a huge milestone for him just because of what CF puts people through, and specifically his horrible mutation of CF that he has. So they are just so thankful that he made it to this milestone and that he gets to go to K-State and to try to make his dream of becoming an engineer come true. So,
and I tell you what, too, the things that folks don't see, as his dad Aaron mentioned with you last week, you know, about, you know, essentially kind of the struggles that he's had to overcome.
Yeah.
The amount of pills that he has to take on a daily basis was just sobering. I think it's 60-plus.
60-plus,
just by itself. And then, you know, everything else that he's going through. And then you look at what he's done. I mean, powerlifting specifically, but also other sports where he's been at. It's amazing. He's been a great example for how people can survive and thrive with CF.
Absolutely. He is a definition of resilience. And, you know, one thing I admire, and granted they are my friends, but one thing I've always admired about Blythe and Aaron is they refuse to let that disease define him or their family. You know, they never dwelled on it. They weren't going to let the disease do that, be the focal point of his being, so to speak, you know. And that's hard because day in, day out, you are dealing with the pills and the breathing treatments and everything. But when they would, you know, leave their house and they go out and they do their jobs and he does his activities, they just refuse to let it be what defined him and to let it bring them down, you know? And so I have always admired that. And Landon is literally one of the most resilient people I have ever known in my life, because, you know, when you're sick like that and it does kicks his butt periodically, you know, with the breathing and the pneumonia and all of that. And it knocks him down and then he gets back up again, you know, and he gains the weight back and he gains the strength back, and then it'll knock him down and then he gets back up, and he just refuses to give in. And so it's been inspiring to me. It makes me look at my life differently. I know he's caused a lot of people to look at their lives and their children and just all their blessings differently because of how tough he is, and just that whole family and the example that they've set.
All right. Well, the countdown is on.
Yay.
To the final laps for Landon tomorrow evening. And and you all are invited to stop by. And make a donation, get some barbecue, or stop by and play for a while, get some exercise. Or if you cannot make it, just jump on Facebook and check out the 70-plus items that are there to bid on. There's got to be something for everyone.
Literally, there is.
So take a peek at that, and it's all raising money for CF. So thanks to Dr. Jen and her students and all the volunteers that are making a Laps for Landon possible one final time. Well, you are our health and human performance professor, Dr. Jen, and this is right up your alley here, I'll tell you, in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
And it's called the Yuka app.
Yuka, yep.
And it's spelled Y-U-K-A, and...
Yep.
This is pretty amazing. What the information you can get with this?
Yes, I am. This is probably the most excited I've been to. And I always love our topics, you know. But I was like, you just want to scream from the mountaintop so that people know that this exists. And it's been around. This app, it says it was launched in France in 2017. I didn't hear about it till about a year ago, because you gotta love teaching college students. They're up on everything, you know. Fashion, health, whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch of them, Dr. T, you know, have you seen this? And I was like, what are you talking about? I don't even know. It's kind of a funky name, Yuka. And they're like, you've got to look at this. So they start just scanning random things that they had around them. And I was amazed. And so, yes, this is one of those things that, as a health geek, obviously, it is something that excites me just because of the information that it puts at our fingertips. But even if someone isn't all that health interested, but maybe they know they need to be or should be, this is a great tool. It makes it so easy to know how, and I'll just say this basic, how good or bad, okay, how healthy or unhealthy our food is. And one of the things, and I know this has come up on the show through the years, is one of the frustrating things is sometimes you'll buy something and you think it's healthy. You're looking at the label, you're looking at the ingredients and what everything it says, and you think it's healthy, and then later you somehow find out, or don't, you know, that would be even worse, but you find out, oh gosh, this is not as good as I thought it was because it's got this in it. And my students and even community members, we talk about how so often you just want to throw your hands in the air and give up. You know, it seems so complicated and, well, I thought this was good and then it turns out it's not and I just give up. And we don't want people to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that myself, even though it's tempting sometimes. And certainly we don't want all of the people in our family, in our community, me with my students, we don't want them to be like, it's just not worth trying to figure out. This takes all the work out of it. And so it is really cool. I showed you, I think you downloaded it before we went on the air, but if you go to your app store and you type in Y-U-K-A, the Yuka app comes up. It has a little carrot icon.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to download. I think you said you did have to enter like your email or what, kind of make an account.
I'm not quite there yet.
Okay.
Actually, we were looking for some credit card information, although it's free.
Yeah,
but
it's
free.
I think I skipped that. I think there's a way to I should have been over there with you, but I'm almost positive there was a way to skip it and still download it.
Yeah, because it is free, right?
Yeah,
free.
It was free.
Yeah.
And so now, like a lot of apps, there may be a fancier version of it that if you pay, you get more features or something. But I know I didn't have to pay for it. So, but I really encourage people, go to your app store, find it, because then what it does, when you open the app, you'll see a little button that says scan, and it's like a rectangle, and you hold that over the barcode of any food, any like personal care product. So soap, shampoo, detergent, you know, those things that we've talked repeatedly that we worry about, you know, what they're doing to us, in terms of hormones and just damage. So, but you scan it and it gives it a ranking. And, I did make a handout just with a description of the app. And then I scanned two different products. One that, which was the Fresca soda.
It breaks
my heart. But it's a good example of, you know, again, a lot of people know things in terms of like with pop with sugar, and maybe even dyes, but this says the additives. And so when you click on Fresca, it lists, it says this product contains risky additives, and it has little dots and it says why, you know, it's got such a low ranking.
Yeah.
Three of those are high risk. Two of the additives in Fresca are moderate risk. Two are limited risk and two are risk free. So those last two, you don't need to worry about, but you know they're in there. But the nice thing when you're on the app is you can then click on, below that, and it says more info on the additives. You click on that, and it tells you specifics about, for instance, the high risk, moderate risk, limited risk additives. Boom. Like, it's there at your fingertips. It also offers a button. Do you see below that where it says call out the brand? Literally, you click on that, and you're able to contact the producer or the manufacturer of that food.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And say, why don't you take this very risky additive out of your product? So they're on a mission here with this. The whole app, it uses name brands of everything. The companies that make this food cannot sue them for anything because it's all factual. Everything that they are listing, whether they name it risky because of calories or saturated fat or its lack of protein, lack of fiber, so it can downgrade them for that. You can't argue. It's literally all factual. So, but I thought that was a nice little feature. Call out the brand,
yeah,
click, and then you're able to easily do that. And I tell you what, I've watched over the last year more and more people, and a lot of people out there starting to hold our politicians' feet to the fire on this, on both sides of the aisle. Why aren't you doing something? Why are they allowed to put, for instance, additives and ingredients in our food that when you go over to Europe and you buy those crackers or you buy that or you order that food at a restaurant, those ingredients are not allowed to be used in a majority of European nations. And it's aggravating because they are allowed to use it here. So in other words, you scan Ritz crackers here in the U.S., it's going to pop up with all these additives and all these harmful ingredients, and they're going to get a low ranking. You go over to Europe and they scan the Ritz crackers there, they're made with completely different ingredients, and they're going to get a higher ranking.
Higher ranking, okay.
Yeah. So and that's true with so many foods and drinks and products across the board. So it's about time that our politicians are help that, because unfortunately that we have to get upset and then we have to get them to care that we're upset to do something about the fact that so much of our food and care products have been poisoning us, you know, for decades upon decades. This really started in the 90s. Before that, things were made very differently. And I'm biased because I'm a child of the 80s, and you know, and things tasted different then. They were made better, and they didn't cause us the damage and the issues that they do now. So to me, this is a great tool, again, for those who have cared for a long time and want to do a really good job tracking things. But this app has opened. I have had some students, and you got to love college students, that are kind of – and this is a lot of people. Oh, if it was that bad for us, they wouldn't allow it to be sold here. They wouldn't allow us to buy it. And I'm like, yeah, that's just flat out false. I'm like, there is no truth to that. And so this, and I'll encourage them. I'm like, if that's what you think, download this app, start scanning stuff, you know, that you in your apartment that you buy over in the union, whatever, you know, start scanning your products and see what it tells you. And I have had so many of them be like, okay, this has been a game changer. This has really opened my eyes. And so one thing we haven't mentioned is, so you scan it and it gives that ranking like 40 out of 100, 70 out of 100.
Yeah, they rate it to out of 100 there.
Yeah, and it tells you why. But the awesome thing is if it is ranked low, and I'd have to go to my app, but you can click on it and it tells you alternate healthier options. So let's say you click your bread at home and it tells you this is 30 out of 100 and it's because of this dye and this chemical and the lack of fiber and this and that. So you'll scroll down and it'll show you these are your much better brands and options, and it clearly states under there we receive no compensation. So it's not like some brand is paying them to recommend us. It is this is the most on the up and up app you will find. They simply base it again on the facts. So again, if you look on the handout, I thought this was great. I have a lot of students who love Dave's Killer Bread, and what a name brand. But
yeah, no kidding.
Dave's Killer Bread, and I scanned like 3 or 4 different packages when I was at Goods, they are all 100 out of 100 in terms of their ranking.
That's a super score.
That is a super, like, super, yeah. I mean, you can't get any better. And so then when you scroll down, they don't have any of the, you know, like the negative information to give, but it tells you why this gets 100 out of 100. No additives, literally, no hazardous substances. It's organic, so there's no synthetic herbicides. It's excellent in terms of protein. It's excellent in fiber. It has no saturated fat. It is low sugar, and it's low in calories. So
what more don't you want right there, huh? Yeah.
And it tastes really good. My students are always raving about the Dave's Killer Bread. And there's a an alternate brand, because it's a little pricey, but there's an alternate brand at Aldi that I get that is also gets the high ranking. So I know cost sometimes is a concern, you know, for a lot of people. It costs so much to eat healthier, and it can. But again, there's lots of alternatives out there, and this app makes – again, it puts that information at your fingertips, so you know what to avoid, you know what to look for, and again, you can even take action in terms of maybe getting these companies to do something.
Well, if you want to get the information, hop on to KVOA.com, click on the On Air tab. There'll be a drop-down menu, Dr. Jen, right at the top, and get on the Dr. Jen page. We have this loaded on Dr. Jen's page, the Yuka app. Yep. And, yeah, it's, you know, really it's a good way, too, I would think, to be able to unscramble, you know, if you're grocery shopping and, you, and you're checking the labels and the ingredients, this kind of unscrambles it for you.
Yes. I had one of my girls last month. She goes, she didn't tell me which grocery store, but she was buying her groceries, you know, and she had her list and she was scanning. And one of the workers there sees her scanning and wasn't mad, just was very nice, was like, "What? Can I ask what are you scanning?" And so she showed the worker and the worker was like, "That is so cool." Like, she goes, "I couldn't figure out because a lot of people that work at grocery stores have scan, you know, they scan things and it's for pricing stuff. But the worker was like, "That is amazing." So I go, "Look at you spreading the health."
Yeah, see?
So, but yeah, and it does. It just makes it so easy. You can do it right then and there. And it has saved me on a couple of occasions. You know, I'm going to buy something and I thought, you know, I'm going to because it seemed healthy. And I was like, I'm going to scan that first. Whoops. You know, and a lot of times those things that seem healthy, they don't necessarily get, they're not going to get like the rating that Doritos get. You know, I mean, it's not rock bottom low, but it was mediocre at best. And I thought, nope, I don't want to do that. So it quantifies it. You know, if you're a data geek, you got to love this because the number is, it's based on, again, all of those things. Does it have additives? Is it organic? How much protein does it have? How much fiber does it have? And then the big one is the additives, because it's just for anybody who has chosen to become educated about nutrition, especially over these last few years. That is one of the key things that matters. I'll be honest. I buy some stuff that has a lower ranking, but it's only because, oh, this is a little high in calories, or this has a little bit, it's a little higher in sugar than you want it to be. I'm not worried about that. You know, I some people are, and that's fine. I'm not worried about that just because of I do the intermittent fasting, I work out, blah, blah, blah. So those aren't my concerns. But if I click on that and it has that lower rating and it's because of the additives, I'm putting it back on the shelf. So that's what I like, is it tell, you know, you get the specifics on why this has the lower rating. And if you're okay with the fact that, okay, this has a little bit more sugar and calories or whatever, then if you're okay with that, you can still buy it and still feel good that at least it's not ranked low because of additives.
I just love the way they label it. No hazardous substances.
Seriously. It sounds like you need to wear a hazmat suit.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, and you've got the citrus sparkling flavored Fresca soda. And to be quite honest, I'm a little amazed it ranked 41 out of 100.
Out of 100, yeah.
I was surprised it got that high.
Yeah, and again, when you look down, well, it doesn't have any saturated fat. Doesn't have, and that's the no sugar version, I guess. But yeah, a lot of sodas don't even rank that high. So it is, you know, and people think of Fresca and Sprite and the clear one being a little better.
Yeah.
They don't have the caramel, the brown dyes, you know, but unfortunately there's other high-risk things in there, so.
Well, it's pretty amazing. It's the Yuka app, Y-U-K-A, and you get on Dr. Jen's page at KVOE.com, and download. It's a free app, and you'll be able to scan the barcodes because everything has a barcode.
Yep, pretty much so. Yeah. I was going to say the one thing that it does not do, and I haven't delved into, I'm guessing because there's just a whole other set of rules, but it does not do supplements. So if you go to scan your multivitamin or your whatever, it will say this app does not rank supplements. And again, you never know whether that's a legal thing and they were told, I don't know. Or it may just be that that's a whole other complicated beast in and of itself. And they just wanted to focus on the food and cosmetics or care products. So it doesn't do that. But most shampoos, deodorants and stuff, if they have a barcode, it will be on here.
All right. Well, yeah, we encourage people to use this. It's free and great information.
Yeah.
At it's the push of a button, basically. Huh?
Yeah.
It's a quick scan, and boy, it's there.
Yep. And for people who have tried, I showed you that can of Olipop. You know, there's so many of these alternative pops that have come out, and it's really fascinating to look side by side at the comparison. You know,
and that pop scored high.
It did. And it tastes so good. So, you know, that's a lot of my students. I look out and that's what they're drinking. And I know that they're choosing that as the much better alternative to the regular America pop.
Okay. So. Yuka app. Great program today. Great show. And one more time, Dr. Jen. go ahead and throw out the invite for
absolutely.
Tomorrow.
Absolutely. 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock if you want to come early to start eating, but 6 o'clock, ESU Rec. Rain or shine, but we're hoping for shine for the most part, hoping that rain kind of holds off till later tomorrow night, but we will be in and around the Rec at 6 o'clock, and we really hope to see everybody of all ages there. It's so much fun.
Dr. Jen, thanks. Good stuff.
Thank you.
And Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, with us here. Her monthly visit. It's 8:50.
This is a special report from ABC News.